A new CCMA judgment was handed down in favor of an employee because said employer failed adequately to investigate sexual harassment allegations or complaints against a manager at this particular establishment. Now, Advocate Vessels, are you able to give us a little bit more detail around the case, although we do not know who the particular parties are specifically, unlike the other cases we've broken down?
Good evening, Lebogang, and good evening to the listeners. And as always, thank you for the opportunity to join you. In this particular matter, that we dealt with a senior employee that had claimed to be sexually harassed by a colleague on two separate occasions. And when she initially reported the incident to her manager, she was advised to refer to an ethics committee. And the matter was subsequently investigated. And months later, there was a suspension. She had been issued with a notice to attend a disciplinary hearing. Mm. What in essence happened is that eventually the employee or the chairperson of the disciplinary inquiry found that there was insufficient evidence to find that the perpetrator was guilty of sexual harassment as proposed by in terms of the Employment Equity Act. And aggrieved by that decision, the employee then referred an unfair discrimination dispute to the CCMA. And what the arbitrator had found during the course of that dispute was essentially that the employer had failed to a large extent to take the necessary steps that they were required in order to properly investigate the matter. And in essence, that entailed the failure as far as the employer's duty to consult with all relevant parties were concerned. Mm-hmm. And in the end, there was some compensation awarded to the employee on the basis of this principle of vicarious liability that we've come to know and understand over the years. So that's just in a nutshell kind of an overview of what had transpired.
I mean, what's the notable takeaways that both employees and employers should take from this particular case?
I think what's important, especially for employers on the one hand, is to always ensure that when there are allegations of sexual harassment made, that you do take those allegations seriously and that you take immediate steps to ensure that you properly investigate those allegations. And that a proper investigation always serves the purpose of determining the validity of those allegations. We often find in workplaces that when employees get subjected to either poor work performance inquiries or disciplinary action gets taken against employees, that they might often raise these allegations of sexual harassment against their immediate superiors as a means to try and take the spotlight away from them. But regardless of that, there is this onus on the employer to ensure that they properly investigate it. On the other hand, for employees, it's always important to ensure that when these incidents of sexual harassment do occur, that they take immediate steps to try and report it as soon as possible. It makes it very difficult for employers to investigate matters and to gather evidence against the perpetrator if too much time goes past at the end of the day. So that becomes important for employees to bring these matters to their employer's attention. Mm. We can't keep employers liable for their responsibility to create a safe working conditions if we don't inform them of circumstances that potentially hinder a safe working environment. You know, for me, very much, we always say racism is one of the most heinous forms of misconduct in the workplace. But sexual harassment is very much at the same level. We cannot disregard the nature and the severity of these kind of offenses and the impact that it might have on employees' dignity within the workplace.